The Impossible. These are the end titles by Fernando Velasquez.
What's The Impossible?
The Impossible with Naomi Watts.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
The tsunami, and that was really...
very good movie.
Okay. Yeah, that was a...
Ewan McGregor.
Yep, Ewan McGregor. Yeah, that was... And once again, that was kind of like San Andreas, only it was actually intelligent, but the, you know...
And it was based on a true story.
Yes, it was. And they were trying to, you know, reconnect, and so these are recurring themes in movies.
Yeah.
So, and, but, so, again, Eric, we're highly recommending you go see San Andreas.
Well, I'll have to discuss that with Kathleen.
Okay, all right.
You're not allowed to go to the movies without her?
I wouldn't bother. Why? I don't go to the movies by myself.
I know. Who's he going to put his arm around?
I know. Gosh. It would be a good date night for you, Eric.
It would.
Yeah. I think
I'm thinking like this afternoon.
Okay, there you go. And then at night, you guys can have an earthquake in the bedroom.
Possibly.
There you go. Top it off. That's the dessert.
And
don't eat too much popcorn, though, at the film. It might, you know.
I never do.
Sit well.
Oh, and on that note, not the earthquake in the bedroom, but just earthquakes in general. Remember those Dave's Random Enlightenments from way back when?
I do.
Now, I don't make those anymore, but since Dave is not here today to share with us his insight into earthquakes, you know, way back when, perhaps the very first Dave's Random Enlightenment, he gave us some insight into an earthquake because he experienced something, a life-changing event. Let's hear what Dave had to say. Yeah.
I was married, and all I saw was explosions. I think it was January 17th at 4:31 a.m. in the morning. That was unbelievable. It was a mess, and it was really scary. We had a house on the hill, and there's all glasses in the bedrooms, and I didn't know if it was an earthquake or a bomb. Certain very terrifying events are life-changing often, and it does change your values, and it changes your decisions. So I moved to Phoenix.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah, yeah.
So he moved here based on California earthquakes, really?
Not really.
And a marriage, a very poor marriage, and yeah.
A lot of different ways. Actually, I think the real reason he had moved here, maybe with him a little bit with earthquakes, but when that 94 Northridge quake happened, a lot of clients, associates literally went bankrupt because their buildings were, you know, hurt in the process and all that stuff. So I think he thought, you know, let's move and see what happens.
Yeah. Greg, tips?
Well, in the bedroom, 94, I was 8. I had a friend sleeping over. And around 4:30 in the morning, it was kind of weird. We were in our sleeping bags on the ground, and he kind of woke me up for something. And I didn't know why. I'm like, I'll go back to sleep. Well, then at 4:31 is when I looked at the clock and felt shaking. And there's my mom trying to pull us out by the sleeping bags. We hear things falling and screaming and everything. And not big damage, but things going down. And it was the interesting part about it is how everyone kind of bonds together. There was a neighborhood watch thing, and I think my mom was like the block captain or something. She was one of those people. And so everyone kind of came to our driveway and everything. And it was Martin Luther King morning, I believe. And so didn't have school. But the next day, even when we were scheduled to go back to school, I believe it was canceled, if I remember correctly. And the aftershocks, you know, so it was a little scary only because you don't know when the aftershock's coming. Once it does come, it comes, and it's not too bad. And like they said, you know, you get under a desk. We had a big table in the kitchen that I'd get under when there was an aftershock. But yeah, my room, though, yeah, just my mom pulling us out. I don't know if that was the safest thing, what she was doing. But
well, people panic. Yeah. I mean, you've got to remain calm in the situations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you talking about the Northridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember waking up to that, and my bedroom door was flapping.
Yeah.
I ran outside, and I just sat there and watched the building sway, and I thought it was going to come down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was quite something, but... you know, obviously nothing near what we see in that movie. In our house, though, I believe there might have been a little foundation issue afterwards. It was actually on a hill there. I don't know if you're familiar with Moore Park in Ventura County. And, you know, so it was on the... But, you know, everyone was okay. No one in our area, luckily, was injured. Nothing along those lines, at least in that area. But...
Okay.
Yeah, so it was interesting. I mean, it's definitely an experience, as Eric knows, being in a quake.
Well, I'm going to say that We got some more passes. Go to breakradioshow.com. Click on the big F, and that'll take you to our Facebook page. There's some more ways to win, but you've got one more chance to win. Call us at 602-252-1480.
Right now? There's no time.
Okay. Well,
literally, we're going into music.
Well, okay, they could call us, and then you do it, you know, not.
All right, sure, we can do it.
They could 602, very first caller, 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480. Also, go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. There's some more ways to win on our Facebook page. Again, Spy and Entourage. And this are the Mamas and the Papas.
This is the Mamas and the Papas.
This is the Mamas and the Papas.
I would say normally it would be these are, but it's a group, so it would be this.
How many Mamas are there?
There's two Mamas and two Papas.
California Dreamin'.
Again.
San Andreas, baby.
Wow, unbelievable. But great stuff. Thank you to all our guests today. And Joseph, very special thanks, of course, also Eric Reiner.
Day.